I am here at the 2014 National FFA Convention in Louisville, Kentucky, and the National FFA Officer representing the Western Region, Jason Wetzler, is sitting here with me, and we are getting ready to have the first opening session for the 87th National FFA Convention. Jason, tell me a little bit about your experience over the past year as a National FFA Officer.
Ms. Jamie, it's been pretty crazy. It's an experience that actually I've kind of dreamed about since I was a kid. Both my parents are ag teachers. I had a chance to come to Louisville, the same exact place when I was 10, and watch Dane White, the national president, give his retirement address. And since then, I've kind of dreamed about this experience. It's been really incredible. Probably a 365-day span that I could never even hope to repeat in terms of memories made and relationships built. So,
well, you said Oregon is home. Tell me a little bit about your experience there as an FFA member.
I kind of had a different experience. So growing up as a kid of an ag teacher, you kind of know the ropes a little bit going into it, and so a little bit more is expected out of you as well. With great power comes great responsibility, all that. And so, but also we have an urban program. So 300 students in my program, 14-acre farm in the middle of the city, 290 kids who have never seen ag before coming into our program every year. So really cool opportunity to educate people who really don't have an ag background on what we do in the FFA and agriculture.
Very unique experience there. Let's talk about the 87th National FFA Convention.
To me, the theme is, it kind of embodies just the work ethic behind agriculturalists. And so for me, that's me personally. Each one of my teammates will tell you something different. But for me, when we thought of this, we kind of came up with it. And behind it for me was waking up before the sun and making sure you're getting the harvest out of the fields and working those 48-hour shifts or, you know, 110 hours a week that us farmers are really familiar with. And it's something that's almost every day for us. And so at the end of our session, we say, go out. It's not something we do just here at convention, nor is it something we do every once in a while. Rather, it has to be the way we live our lives. And agriculturalists truly embody that. And so that's why we kind of came up with that.
Well, as thousands of FFA members from across the country start flooding the streets here in Louisville, what do you hope that they can gather from this? Maybe their once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to attend a national convention.
You know, it's interesting. People call this our year of service, but as we stand here on stage, for me and my teammates, we kind of think about everyone else here, and I really just hope that whether it's their first convention or their last one, they're hanging up the blue jacket after this, that they just leave here and try to make the world a better place, whether that's through the industry of agriculture or whatever else, whatever interest they may have. I just really hope they leave here and try to make people's lives better.
Well, thank you, Jason. Once again, talking with the Western Region National FFA Officer, Jason Wetzler, here at the 87th National FFA Convention in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Jamie Johansson.